experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking about quite a few different things. Plus, we have a really super-duper free offer for anybody listening to the show. Really free. That we're going to tell you about in a little bit. But first, before I get started, I always have to, at the top of the show, pay homage to All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship they take with this show. It makes this show go around, quite frankly. Right now you can get 6 free samples of their top-selling products by going to superhumanradio.net, clicking the banner ad. You will pay $5.99 shipping, but that's really the legitimate shipping fee, and you will get to try products before you buy it, because that's their motto, try it before you buy it. And my guest today is actually a friend of mine. I call him a friend. He's somebody I have a lot of respect for because he walks the walk. It's Tommaso Mastrocola. How you doing, Tommaso?
Hey, Chow, how are you?
Good. So for those of you who you may remember, Tommaso has been on the show before. We've talked about different training modalities. He is was a competitive bodybuilder. I don't know. Are you gonna do it again? You keep toying with the idea. Are you going to do it again?
You know, I'm not going to lie, that this weekend and, you know, seeing Kevin Laverne, which is like buzzword number one for me right now, top of the list of news, seeing Kevin Laverne at 53 years old.
53 and 253 pounds. I want to say something before we start this interview.
Yeah.
For those of you out there who aren't in your 50s or even in your 40s that are looking at Kevin Laverne and saying, oh, he came in wet, he had a lot of sub-Q fat or all this other stuff. Like, when you're 40 and 50, try to look like Kevin Laverne does right now. What you don't understand is Kevin Laverne looks like a current-day bodybuilder at 53 years old, not a master's bodybuilder. What you don't understand is when you hit 40 and 50, that is nothing short of amazing. But we'll get into that. So you've been looking at Kevin and you're thinking, man, I think I want to try this again.
No, but part of you wants to, and then the 46-year-old, you know, looking at my 2.5-year-old daughter, not so much.
Are you 46 now?
Yeah, I'm 46. So,
dude, you don't. You're aging very, very well.
I think that this whole lifestyle and this whole physical culture thing.
Yeah,
that people need to realize.
Tommaso, this thing of ours. This thing of ours, right? Like the wise guys used to say, "This thing of ours."
This is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
This whole thing of ours is, you know, it's a long game thing. I think that the mirror throws people off. Because in my lifetime, I've been training since I was 15. So, you know, do the math. It's 31 years. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go. And some have been good and some have been so-so. And, you know, there have been a lot of people in it for the short term. There were people early on that were in it to make, you know, it's all about who you're, it's all tribal, who you're trying to impress and status. And, you know, I've seen people come into it and they were trying to get girls. And then I've seen people coming into it trying to impress the guys. And then, you know, I think the ones that are patient, that do it right from the beginning, and think this thing out as a lifelong pursuit, are the ones that reap the benefits at the end. That then, when they're 46, when they're 56, when they're 66, you know, people are talking to them, saying, and surprised at their age and surprised about their vitality. But I think it's a long game thing, and I think that, you know, you're proof in the pudding of this. I would like to think that I am too, and because I don't look at it as, you know, what is my
I always thought you were in your 30s. I got to be honest with you.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's a while ago. So yeah, for me, like to get back, circle back to your original question, you know, I never write it off. It's like that whole. I mean, there's still some things left in the attic. Like,
so you're not saying no. What you're saying is probably not the right timing now to do it with a young baby. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about your new venture. You've actually helping to introduce a company from India to the United States. And I want to talk about this company just for a second. I want to say something.
Yes.
There are some players in the supplement industry that most of us don't know about because they're so big that they only market through doctor's offices. Companies like Metagenics, right? Elisa's working for Metagenics. Metagenics has 300 products, and they're adding products every day. Every single product they introduce, they do a randomized control trial. They spend some sick amount of money on research every single year, something like $17 million a year. Now, this is a supplement company, right? We think of supplement companies, and I'm not disparaging the names. I just want to compare. We look at companies like Redcon One or All American Pharmaceuticals, EFX Sports. And actually, All American Pharmaceuticals is actually stepping into this realm because Dr. J is doing a lot of cancer research now. But, you know, most supplement companies, they introduce a supplement. They base its performance on research that was done. They don't do that. They don't take their supplement and do a randomized controlled trial of 50 people and say, let's see if it really worked before we promote it that way. But no, Alchem is one of those companies in India. Alchem is just like Metagenics is in the United States. Like Metagenics uses specific fractions of ginger for the anti-inflammatory products, and so does Alchem. Like so Alchem is really more like a pharmaceutical company than a supplement company, as is Metagenics.
I'll wax a little bit here. So I was approached, and honestly, and I was blessed to be approached by the former president of the brand in the U.S. back in July. And you know, at first, I've been in this a long time on the marketing side and on the strategic brand side. So I do receive a lot of phone calls, and you know, the problem with 2018 as opposed to 1990 is there's a lot less skin necessary in the game
to get in,
to appear like a player.
Yeah.
All right. So you can look like a baller. You can look like a baller out there. If you have a graphics kid, you have a WordPress site, and you have a minimum production arranged with a contract manufacturer, and you can buy trademark material and look buttoned up. So at first, you know, I always remain kind of guarded against, you know, inquiries. But I was very intrigued by the initial information, which is, you know, Alchem International. Okay, the Meta family. It is a 75-year, three-generation family specializing in botanical extracts. And that's where they make their bread and butter. That's where they did this. And they were selling, like, APIs, pharmaceutical ingredients, into the United States market to pharma companies and nutritional companies for decades. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they were very happy doing that. They're a global brand in 12 different countries. And, you know, the patriarch of the brand, Mr. Mehta, who is an absolute, you know, if you ever want to see somebody who's not in it for the money or the short game, coming from this marketplace and owners in this marketplace, you know, you're damaged goods. And when I sit and talk to someone like him, who it's about the grand scheme of things and about the legacy over currency, it's like, wow. So basically, I guess it was, you know, a number of years back, Alchem started to deal with a lot of, you know, generic
private labels
ingredients, commodity ingredients coming in, and it became a price situation, and the quality, basically, as Mr. Mehta put it, and he knows this market better than any that I've ever come across, it's a marker game in the U.S. And to give you an example, like Pygium in the U.S. market, you know, when you look to measure Pygium, you look at the markers. That's what you look at. Like, curcumin is a marker for turmeric. Beta-cysterol is a marker for Pygium. In other words, it's what you look for. It's the active that we're looking for. But here's the problem. From the old world thinking, and really the true world thinking, you gain benefit from the entire complex of a botanical. Well, you have an old world, three-generation specialist in this, knowing that they're selling basically nothing but the marker. You're not getting anything else. And you can't compete with these kind of prices. So he had to make a decision at that point. And his network of esteemed scientists, and funny enough, based in Italy, two of them. You know, it's one of those things where they're nearing the end of their trajectory as well, and it's about legacy. So they put their heads together and came up, decided, you know what, we're going to come together and we're going to put together a line of formulas that are going to be specifically to deliver results, not flowers, to deliver results. We're not going to claim non-GMO, this, that. We are going to deliver the highest efficacy botanicals, and we're going to deliver them in a manner that is put together to deliver a result. And what we're going to do on top of that is we're going to put these formulas into clinical trials and then publish those trials, and then the product will come to market. So different than what we are used to in the marketplace, because now it's just about you come up with you look at the market, you see a hole, you fill it, and the patience that goes into putting the formula together, to putting it through, you know, the product that we're going to key on in our first campaign together is Flexicure, which is the inflammation and joint support product. You have three published clinicals. When I talk to somebody and say, no, it's not about Boswellia, phenomenal ingredient. It's not about ginger, phenomenal ingredient. It's actually about Flexicure. You type that name into PubMed. You type that name into Minerva. And our study, not on everybody.
Think about that for a second, right? Most companies, they have an ingredient. They tell you, well, type that ingredient into PubMed, and you find a bunch of studies that are done that may or may not have anything to do with their supplement. And here's why. Dose. Mm-hmm. Potency, mm-hmm. quality, all of these things. Rob Rex, right, yes, in combination, right? Synergistic effects. Rob Rex and I talk about this all the time. People go, well, I tried this supplement. Why didn't it work? Well, where were the raw materials sourced from? Are they really mm-hmm. legit? I mean, there are so many variables in why a product works or doesn't work. Now you look at a mm-hmm. company that you actually put the name of the supplement you're considering on using into PubMed, and you find studies on that supplement. So now here's what you know. It has nothing to do with source or raw materials. It's that supplement. You can feel confident mm-hmm. that you will have similar results.
Yes.
That's a game changer in the supplement industry. Nobody spends that money. That it's not that they can, mm-hmm. you know, supplement companies by and large scream bloody murder about the FDA. And I'm the first one mm-hmm. to tell you that the FDA is corrupt and inept. But if supplement companies really cared about changing the supplement industry, they would invest the money into randomized controlled trials of their product before they release it, so that they can say, this is what happens to you when you use this supplement. Not these ingredients, this supplement. But nobody cares mm-hmm. enough, because everybody's willing to buy stuff on the blind.
And it's funny, Carl, because even in the U.S. market, they're so conditioned. And when I speak to, like, you know, in the early stages, that we're just in the early stages. So you're actually one of the first, and I'm very proud to say, you are the first, you know, media source that I wanted to go to and the person that I wanted to get in front of their audience. And one thing that your audience needs to understand is that this isn't something that's trivial. We're going to be doing this free call to trial, and I want their feedback. And that's why we're doing it with your audience, because we want an engaged audience to have this product in their hands. And it's going to follow up with other campaigns. And I think that your audience is going to be absolutely as excited as me and you are about some of these other ones coming down the pike.
Well, and so important to understand that this audience is also unique, because we all train in this audience, right? And we all mm-hmm. deal with pain, and we all have certain joint issues. You know, a lot of guys are complaining about their elbows. They can't do overhead presses anymore. Their mm-hmm. knees, they can't squat anymore. Their shoulders, they can't squat anymore. This product is amazing. I used it a few months ago. I used it for the trial period. I felt the difference mm-hmm. on day one. And I thought it was a fluke. So I used it mm-hmm. for 3 days, and then I stopped. And I stopped for almost a week. And all the pains that it made go away came back. And then when I started using it again, exactly the next day after using the first dose, those pains went away again. So this is a product that actually attacks inflammation and mm-hmm. the source of pain at the root.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Absolutely
it, yeah, it's an amazing product. And quality control, Randomized controlled trials all support it. This is not like, oh yeah, Carl, you're pimping this because no, we're giving the product away. I hope you. Yeah. I hope everybody in the audience tries it because I hope I'm waiting for somebody to come out and go, Carl, you lied to me. This thing did nothing for me. Okay. You're the one. Everybody else loves it, okay? But everybody's got to come forth and try this product. It's an amazing product, and we have to give this company easy entree to the U.S. market, and here's why. If Alchem Life comes here and they knock it out of the park, they raise the bar for the supplement industry. We all win. We all win. You know how we always talk about if California gets the GMO thing on, the nation to follow, we all win. If Alchem Life comes here, gives away all these samples that they're giving away, even the shipping. I mean, this is free. This is a tire kicker's delight. Just use it, but don't order it and not use it. Use it. But if Alchem Life gets off on the right foot here and they go, okay, let's bring everything we sell to the United States, that raises the bar for the supplement industry because other companies are going to look at Alchem Life and go, this company is kicking ass. Oh, my God, they do RCTs on their supplements. We need to start doing this now. They will raise the bar for the supplement industry. That's how a free market works. You buy products that are better. That makes all the other products strive to become better.
And, Carl, you know, to get into the FDA thing, I have, you know, it's funny that you lay it out like that. Because, yeah, you know, we all have a habit of vilifying the FDA, and don't get me wrong. They definitely are not on my favorites list.
Right.
But what people need to understand in the market that are consumers is that we have an unregulated market. And, you know, it goes back to an argument that I had online that you're going to probably appreciate, which is there was an argument amongst retailers and consumers regarding proprietaries in supplements. And it started going back and forth. And, you know, here's where you know the industry has gone a little bit awry, is that the brands that are leading in sports nutrition right now aren't leading on innovation. They're leading on a platform of, I didn't lie, I'm not full of shit. Basically, clean label to me should automatically be an assumed. And I have a general policy, which is don't deal with turds. Because if someone's unethical, they're going to be unethical no matter what they do. Now, on the same point, if I have innovation and I'm innovating and I'm doing things that are special, I need a proprietary because I don't want to hand the keys to my car to anybody who wants to hack the system.
Right.
So I need protection. And that's where companies like Alchem are going to have, we're going to have props because, well, A, we control the process vertically integrated from, as much as it seems crazy and it seems like storyboard, we control the sourcing of ingredients, and that includes seasonality. Based on different things, even as far as seasonality of the sourcing of the ingredients, it might require a different nuance to the extraction process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, in the United States, everybody wants to ask you, okay, are you CO2 extracted? Well, here's the deal. CO2 extraction with some different botanicals is not a good thing. So what's been hard to do in the U.S. is to clearly just hammer out one way we extract because we don't. We're specialists. That's what we do. So one thing might require more heat, less heat, pressure, combination. So our phyto-advanced technology that is our patent way of doing extraction, it's covered over three different facilities, three different teams, probably, I believe, no less than five different extraction processes. So what I'm getting at is that there's a lot of nuance, and unfortunately for the end user, you need to have that leap of trusting a brand. And that's where all of these clinicals come into play. Because to me, if I'm a consumer that doesn't know Alchem, they're a foreign brand, they're from India, you know, that's where I'm going to rest my hat, so to speak, in the beginning with my trust. And then the results will prove for themselves. But, you know,
but if they have a history of doing RCTs on their supplements and you can see that, That actually gives you a level of trust above than some company who just says, hey, this is the new, you know, betaine builds muscle. Mm-hmm. We have a betaine supplement. Come and buy our betaine supplement. It's like, what have you done to try, like, what RCTs have you done to try your supplement to see if it really works? Like, I get it that Alchem is a new company to the U.S., And I get it that we have to, they have to hope that people trust them. But I don't think it takes as much hope when you see a company that drops millions of dollars on RCTs on their supplements. They're doing more than the other companies that are asking for the same level of trust.
I mean, we're even exploring options within practitioner survey groups in the United States between you and I, and this is kind of confidential, to even go another level. I've never dealt with an ownership group, and it's a privately owned company, so it's not a big corporation. It's a privately owned corporation, but I've never dealt with an ownership group that has been so willingly to put their money where their mouth is to earn trust as you guys. I've never worked with a group that I've wanted to see succeed as much, because it's going to, as you said, it's going to increase, you know, it's going to bring up the floor on the whole industry.
Absolutely. It has to. It has to. If they start selling products here in the United States and they start really doing well, then the other supplement companies are going to go, we have to see what they're doing. We need to start doing what they're doing in order to remain competitive. We have to take a break. When we come back, coming out of the break, we will tell you how you can get a free sample of Flexicule. I'm talking of a nice sample, a sample that you'll be able to make a decision on whether it works or not. Look, here's another company, right? All American Pharmaceutical says, don't buy our products until you try them. We don't want you to buy them on the blind. Well, here's a company coming in and doing the same thing. They're saying, look, we don't want you to try our, we don't want you to buy our product. We want you to try our product. And then if you try it and you like it, here's how you can buy it. Very few companies do that today. Most of them, they want that initial sale. They don't care if you go away after it. We'll be right back with Tommaso Mastercola. Stay tuned. Follow my transformation on Facebook. You've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Tommaso Mastrocola. I just want to mention something for those of you who are getting older. You must have life insurance to protect your family and your loved ones should you die. You will die someday. I think Chris Rock said it best, you know, Gemini, you're going to die twice. Sagittarius. Remember that? Remember when he did that? I think that was No Sex in the Champagne Room, I think that was, right? That album. But the bottom line is, when you die, don't leave the people you care about and love in a lurch. Go over to healthiq.com/SHR. Take the quiz. They want people who lift weights. They want people who eat a certain way. They want people who know that sleep is important. They want you, and they will reward you. They will give you life insurance at a much lower price than anything you're getting now and anything you can get, because they want people from our audience. Up to 30% off. And you could even get better life insurance that pays more, up to 30% off. Go there and take the test, the quiz, rather. It's a very, very quick quiz. And see if they can save you money. They saved me money. So there you go. We're talking with Tommaso Mastrocola. He's been on the show before. We've talked about training. We're going to talk about training a little bit later. We're going to talk about Kevin Lavroni's return to competitive bodybuilding. But right now, we're offering you a free trial, a one-month trial, not a little poly bag with two capsules in it. Here, try it, and you really don't even know if it worked or not, and now they're telling you to buy it. This is a one-month supply of a product called Flexicule. The product was originally introduced in India. It has some amazing botanical ingredients in it. It has randomized controlled trials on the supplement, not the ingredients, on the actual supplement. And you're not only going to get a one-month supply, but you'll get the white paper on the product that shows all the science behind it. So the only thing you have to lose by taking it, and you don't even have to pay for shipping or postage. It's literally really, really free. Like free, double free squared. Right? So there you go. And the only thing you have to lose is your joint pain. And if it works, you'll buy it again. They don't even have to ask you, because why wouldn't you buy it if it works?
Absolutely.
And just for the record, one other thing, and then I'll let you do this. This product sells for $59.95 retail. This is a $60 freebie. Seriously, folks. Try it. Okay, good. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. And yeah, it's absolutely a product that's going to help you. I mean, at 46, I don't need to tell you that, you know, it's not that 46 is, some people say, oh, you're still young. It's 31 years of training, and of training, you know, very intensely and hard, and, you know, for the most part, I hope smartly, but I'm not going to deny the aches and pains, and, you know, this product definitely helps. It's going to help all of you, you know, from things like inflammation. It helps my mother with her rheumatoid arthritis, with her hand arthritis. Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to hearing some feedback from people on getting this amazing product out there. Just to let you know that this is not like a one and done either in this category. We've had such a response with Flexicule, and I call it the franchise of Flexicule. that we are launching soon, and it'll be available. We'll do the same type of thing with your audience, a Flexicool Max, which is a topical version of our extractives that we are actually finalizing all the R&D on right now. And there may be, in clinicals at the moment, another Flexicool that is involved in regenerating connective tissue.
I'll
just leave it at that. And that's in clinicals right now, and I have some of the secret sauce capsules in my bag that I was able to finagle away from the executives last time we were together. But I'll tell you that the product is phenomenal, and it's built everything that we do in that franchise is built on one commonality, which is the backbone of our proprietary extractions of boswellia and ginger. We source the ingredients, we do the extraction process, and everything is controlled from top to bottom. I mean, we could turn around and this as it might seem odd to people, but somebody in the industry would not doubt this. You know, being a global brand, we could easily just source commodity boswellia and ginger in the U.S. and use those raw materials in productions to help to alleviate. But no, we actually coordinate, arrange, and ship over the raw material for the principal ingredients in these products and make sure that it's exactly what goes through the clinicals. So
yeah.
We're hands-on all the way through.
Makes a big difference. So there you go. You can get a free trial, and it's a one-month trial, and you can tell whether or not it works. Go to superhumanradio.net. You can click any one of the Flexicool banner ads, which basically you can find them on the front page. It's a rotating skyscraper, or click any one of the other links to go to a podcast page or an article page or a blog page, and you'll see in the call recommends, you'll see the Flexicool banner, and you click that, and you're ready to go. You enter your information, they'll mail it to you, and that's it. And they'll mail you the research behind it too. All right, let's change the subject for a couple minutes. So,
well, I have one more for you,
yes.
Real quick. You're going to find hysterical, which is we have one of the upcoming launches is going to be our ProQuil, which in the whole nomenclature, this thing, it's Prostaquil in the clinicals, but in the U.S. somebody had a name that was close to it. So from an IP standpoint,
right.
we're launching under ProQuil,
right.
But it's going to have Prostaquil listed. But here's the funny part: including some of the testing that we're doing, what we're finding now is that some of the feedback, aside from the normal, prostate and, alleviating the urination process and all those good things, is that we are hearing over and over and over again that it is actually powerfully impacting libido.
Yeah.
So more to come on that. But,
well, yeah, and you know why that is. You know why that is. So it's a really simple reason. So the reason I just jumped out of my mind. What's the stuff that everybody takes to increase testosterone? The natural herb. Oh man, I can't believe I forgot the name of it.
Are you talking about tribulus?
Yes. So the reason that tribulus increases libido is because it actually increases the weight of what are called the vesicle organ and plumbing, if you will. This is the prostate plumbing and the prostate itself. By stimulating the prostate, it literally makes you horny because you have a tingling in the head of your penis all the time. So I mean, for those of you who understand that that there's a function, there's something called milking the prostate, where somebody can go in through the back and make you orgasm by rubbing your prostate. Understands that if you stimulate the prostate, you cause it to tingle, then your libido goes up because you feel aroused all the time. And that's how anything that affects the prostate that way will affect libido. So that's interesting. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. Some more to come.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, look, we're all adults here, right? We all have our big boy pants on and big girl pants on, so we could talk about that stuff. So so now let's talk about Kevin Levrone. So Kevin Levrone, I know Kevin from interviewing him when we did Off Topic with Aaron Singerman over at the RX Muscle. I interviewed Kevin Levrone before he came back. This is when he was just an average human being again. I find the guy to be amazingly, what's the word I'm looking for? I find the guy to be amazingly self-effacing. He makes fun of himself. He has a good sense of humor. He's a really decent human being. I remember the interview like yesterday because we talked about there used to be a YouTube video of a plumber coming to unclog Kevin Levrone's bathtub. I'm sorry, my phone is buzzing. I really want to get rid of myself. And the dude like pulled out like a 6-foot piece of wadded together hair, and Kevin's like, "Oh yeah, well, I've been shaving my body for a decade," and the guy is making like, and it was a joke, it was a spoof, you know, it was like really funny. And when Kevin subjected himself to that, I thought, "Wow, this guy is really pretty cool. Like he doesn't take himself very seriously." Then he, back in 2016, he decided to come back to bodybuilding. And between 2016 and 2018, the guy has made his physique return to what it looked like when he was a much younger man bodybuilding. The guy, you know, a lot of older bodybuilders, they don't get that swole look. They, you know, and they'll say, well, you know, mature muscle, it's harder, it's more dense. But us older guys, for some reason, we just don't get that swole look. But Kevin at 53 years old is 253 pounds. And granted, he may not have had the best conditioning in his last competition. Apparently, I heard the day after the competition, he was ripped to shreds. That's typical. Yeah. A lot of guys miss it. A lot of girls miss it. They get their carbs and they get their water and they get their stuff timing wrong. And the day after the competition, they're like, damn it, why didn't I look like this yesterday? But the bottom line is, the guy is swole. He looks like he's 30 years old, maybe, physically. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very inspiring. And what I thought was really really generous of him was the way he used and you know, and being a marketer, it's like, you know, the way he generously gave to his community and us, which is we are his community, and he opened the door and he gave. And, you know, even the night, I guess it was, I checked out his Instagram and he had a story up, and it was for after the prejudging, and basically after the, you know, most of the decisions have been made. And, you know, he said, you know, I could have been a little bit harder. He's like, but, and he was real. He said, you know, but I wasn't at 53, I wasn't going to do some of those extra things at the last minute that we used to do. Yeah, he alluded to
diuretics
and different drugs.
I knew that's what he was talking about when he said that too.
Yeah. And I appreciated that even more because, you know what, he doesn't have to call it out. You know, like, but the fact that he kept it real, and also the fact that, you know, I look at his physique, and what I look at is, you know, I don't know inside that, you know, inside what exactly went on as far as, you know, performance enhancers and how that all went down. But I'm going to think that knowing Kevin enough, you know, and knowing, you know, that he probably was much more rational about how he approached
not as extreme, right? Back in the day when he was young, he probably would have been a lot more extreme about what his supplements would have been and his super supplements would have been, and he would have taken it to a degree that most human beings are not willing to take it. And he didn't do that this time around. That's the bottom line. He didn't do it.
And I think that really it coincides with like all of us in our training lifetime. I think that when we're young, you know, and we don't fear anything because, you know, death isn't really
in the front. Yeah, it's not. No, I know what you're talking about because, dude, I'm at a point in my life now where it's in the front mirror. It's not, you know, it's like right there in the front windshield. It's like, you know what, 20 years? 20 years is not a lot of time. Like maybe I got 20 years on this planet. If I'm lucky, maybe 30. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm not willing to take those risks anymore. All of a sudden,
it is, and it comes down to who you're doing it for. Like, you know, who it's for and what it's for. And I think that for me personally, at 46, even in the last run that I had, because a little back history, you know, for anybody that doesn't know me, is that, you know, I competed in my 20s, in my late 20s, you know, and I walked away from. Not from the culture, but from the sport, from the actual competing, and I focused the other direction in, you know, athletics, but more in like strength conditioning in sport. I went back to playing soccer and enjoyed that. And then at one point, actually, while I was in Italy, in a snowstorm in Rome, of all places, I went into a Palestra, I went into a gym, and I trained for a couple of days. And when I came back, one comment from a friend was, you know, you still look like if you wanted to, you could compete. And 13 weeks later, I was on stage at the Philadelphia NPC, and I competed again that year. And then I gave myself a complete offseason. That's kind of where I could kind of understand Kevin coming back in 2016 and this kind of being like the swan song in 2018, because, you know, he could get ready like he did for the Olympia in 2016, but to kind of get a little more fine tuned and really get on your stride, it's going to take a year or two. You're going to need at least one or two off seasons to kind of fine tune the machine. And, you know, I was happy because honestly, like we talked about peak, and that's what we're talking about, like, you know, always looking better the day after. And that always, you know, being an amateur, it always plagued me. And, you know, for some reason, I was able to hit peak as far as I can consider about as close to dead center bullseye as I'm ever going to be able to hit it for my show in the NABBA, Pennsylvania, the Keystone Classic. And, you know, I won the overall. And the pictures, I mean, look, I have that, and I know how I felt, how I looked. And, you know, I was very happy and very content in just kind of hanging it up at that point. I'm very career driven. So, you know, then being involved with Quest and, you know, and now with Alchem, I have a lot on my plate.
And you have to dedicate a lot of time. You know, a lot of people don't realize bodybuilders are probably one of the only athletes that have to fund, and powerlifters, I take that back. Powerlifters and bodybuilders pretty much have to fund all their own training. And most of them have to work while they're becoming legitimate competitive athletes. A lot of other athletes in the United States, you know, they get some sort of subsidy, or they get some help, or they get, you know, I mean, bodybuilding and powerlifting is one of those things that they do it for the love, because they've got to not only train hours and hours each day, but they've got to work and they have families and they have everything else. So it really is a level of dedication you don't see in a lot of other sports, especially professional sports where people are getting paid to play their sport. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about Kevin Lavrone. I want to ask you, what are the things that people are saying negative about him? Because I can't see anybody saying anything negative about this guy at 53 years old. Like, this guy, in my opinion, he's part of this audience. He's superhuman, as far as I'm concerned. So let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to mention, Thrive Market will deliver great food right to your doorstep. You don't have to go to Whole Foods anymore and get robbed. Up to 50% off the products that you're buying at Whole Foods or Fresh Market right now, delivered right to your door, and you use the app, and the stuff arrives in a couple days. Saves you the trip over to the store. It doesn't get any better than that, and you save money. I still don't understand why people don't want to use a delivery service, except that they probably feel that they're not organized enough to make decisions to buy products until they feel hungry for them. And so then you run over and you get robbed. I mean, most people eat the same 11 foods every week. Order just those foods from Thrive. And then the occasional, oh, I feel like having avocado stuffed crab today. And so you go run to get some crab meat, okay? But the reality is, why are you wasting time and why are you wasting money when you can open an app, order the 11 things? Like I just ordered a ton of beef. Why? Because I eat beef every flipping day, at least 1 pound of beef every day. I've been doing this for 15 years now. It's pretty predictable. I'm going to eat beef next week. I can order beef easily. Order the things you know you're going to eat from Thrive. Save money. Thank me later. Go to thrivemarket.com /superhuman radio to take advantage of a special offer for our audience. You get $60 worth of free organic groceries and free shipping. It doesn't get better than that. You're going to save money. Why do they even have to give you anything for it? Come on. All right. So we're talking with Tommaso Mastrocola. Tommaso is my Italian brother and super strong dude, handsome guy, by the way. And as you notice, he sounds a little bit like who do I want to say? Amanda Santi when he's on the radio with me. Remember Amanda Santi when he did the John Gotti story? You know, this thing of ours. So there you go. What are people saying negative about Kevin Levrone? What could they possibly say negative about the guy? The guy looks amazing.
Well, dealing with it, like some people, and I'm actually something for the listeners to check out is on Instagram. Look up Kevin Levrone. It's Kevin, and his last name is spelled Levrone. He just posted pictures today, Carl, and here's what he posted. I want to read it. There's a miracle in that burden you're carrying. That's the quote. My loyal fans and followers, I'm posting two photos. One left is what I look like today, and two right is from the show Saturday. I'm looking forward to guest posing at the Baltimore, Maryland Gladiators weekend. 17-hour flight to Australia blew me up with a lot of water, and I knew it, but I decided to take the safe route with jet lag, if I had depleted all water, it would have put too much stress on my heart and my body. So why put my health and my life at risk? ? Mm-hmm. I have nothing to prove. I've already won 23 IFBB Pro Shows and 2 Arnold Classics, ending up in the Hall of Fame with one of the best records in the IFBB history. This comeback was dedicated to my fans because they wanted it. Then it turned into God's platform to empower and motivation others for my personal goal of improving Quincy. So, you know, here's the thing. What I've seen is a lot of people, present day, want to, and look, it's all envy and jealousy. You have an icon, all right, and you have the people that are out there today, and then you have some pundits that never even put on a pair of shorts and got on stage, and everybody has something to say, and that's part of what you do when you put yourself out there like that. And, you know, I think that I'd like to see a lot of these people when if they put in the work. First of all, to be as successful as he did in the prime of your career, 99.9% of them will never be. And then to walk away completely and come back and literally almost look like you never left at 53.
Exactly. I looked at the picture of him at 53. I'm serious. This morning I was looking for a picture to put up with this post, with the show. And I'm like, oh, that can't be him at 53. That's got to be him younger. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at his younger pictures. I'm like, oh, no, because he shaves his head now. Like, he stopped doing the I don't know what he was doing to his hair before, greasing it down or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, oh, no, that is him. That's him at 53. I couldn't believe it because his body at 53 looks like it did at 33 or 40. I mean, the guy, you know, anybody who has anything bad to say about the guy is petty and jealous. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. Because you can't look at this 53-year-old man, and I don't care if he had too much water, he wasn't dry enough, you know, for a bodybuilding competition. You can't look at this 53-year-old man and go, damn, this guy looks like a whole lot of damn. You know, it's like, man, I mean, he, like I said before, he is swole. He is full. Mm-hmm. His muscles are round and full, and they look exactly like they did when he was younger. How can you deny him his props?
Well, here's the thing. I think that, you know, well, first, A, we have life present day is no different than the Colosseum and the mob mentality, meaning that, you know, we love our heroes, but we really like our heroes to fall. And I think that that's a big part of it, because it then gives us an excuse as to why we don't even try. That's one. I think that, you know, that's a big part of it. How many times have you seen a phenomenal physique on stage, and the first thing you hear out of somebody's mouth, who's a complete slug, is that it's steroids, growth hormone, whatever it might be, when they don't realize that that individual put in a heck of a lot of work, no matter what. Because I could, you know, administer all the PEDs you want, and it doesn't mean that it's going to give you a finished package like that. So that's that. So there's always going to be, they call it haters, I call it envy, whatever it might be, you have to rise above it. And I think that's a big lesson in why we have to do what we're doing for the right motivation and for the right reasons. And the only person that we ever really have to answer to is the person in the mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, when you get a chance, look on Instagram at the picture he posted of the most muscular, and I'm absolutely dumbfounded. Look, to me, he's always been my, you know, my number one, my favorite. I think he's a humble guy, and I think that he by far has put the best package on stage in the sport that I absolutely love out of anybody in history. And I think that he definitely, you know, gave major amounts of inspiration through what he did. That's all.
You know, and like I said before, I'm not, you know me, I'm not a big bodybuilding fan. In fact, even when I was mm-hmm. doing Off Topic, we were interviewing someone, Aaron and I, who was actually in the then 202 class against mm-hmm. Kevin English that year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, I didn't realize he was on stage. So we were interviewing him, and I said to him, yeah, the 202 class is amazing. Did you see it? And he started laughing, and Aaron goes, Carl, he was actually up there. He was in it. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I don't follow bodybuilding, right?
Yeah.
I follow physical culture. Bodybuilding is mm-hmm. some splinter faction of physical culture. And so I look at it as a way to understand the best ways to build muscle. But my muscle desire is different than getting up on stage. I'm never going to get up on stage. I have Frankenstein's body, quite frankly. But with that being said, I look at Kevin Levrone and I say, he is an example for my audience. He's an example for my, so many of us in this audience are like, you know, I'll never be able to build that kind of build muscle. I'm 50 years old. And then here's Kevin Levrone. It's like, oh yeah. Well, how did this guy do it then? I get it. Muscle memory and all that sort of stuff. But don't tell me you can't build muscle after 50. I'm building muscle right now. I went out to a friend's house yesterday to shoot guns for a while. And the three guys that were there are good friends of mine, and they haven't seen me in a few months. And every one of them looked at me and said, wow, man, you know, you really put on a lot of muscle. And, you know, to me, it's the day-to-day changes in the mirror are millimeters, so I don't see it. But they see it. And so you can absolutely change your physique in 50 and 60, I predict, and 70. You may have to be hormonally optimized. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at Kevin Levrone and want to get him on the show, not because of his bodybuilding career. I want to unlock his secrets for my audience. Like, okay, tell us what you do now that when that you're older. That, and I know what he's going to say. I'm not doing anything different. And that's the key. So everybody wants to know, well, what do I do now that I'm older? Exactly what you did when you were younger.
Stop telling yourself you're older. Stop creating a narrative that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. I want to talk about something else. I'm getting into it on Facebook. You may hear me typing in the background. I want to talk about something, and you know I'm a huge fan of critical thinking. I'm sorry. I take critical thinking to an extreme. Sometimes it's insulting. I don't mean to be insulting, but I feel insulted when people want me to abandon critical thinking and believe their BS. I want to talk about alkaline water for a minute when we come back. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today.
BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time.
Welcome back. So I'm here with my buddy Tommaso Mastrocola, and we're going to change the subject a little bit, but I just want to plug one other thing. If you're tuning in late, you can get a free one-month trial of an amazing joint health product called Flexicule. It will eliminate joint pain. It's been randomized, controlled, trialed. The supplement itself, not the ingredients. It's being introduced into the United States by a company that is an amazing supplement company from India called Alchem Life. If you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the Alchem Life banner ads, and there's three of them. There's the skyscraper that rotates. It's on the right side in this particular case. Or you can click any one of the podcast or article links, and there's the call recommends, and you'll see it in there, and you can click that. And then there's another one that's in blogs. If you click any one of the three Alchem Life banner ads, you'll be transported to a page, put your name and address into, and they will mail you a 30-day supply. This is a $60 retail value, no BS, okay? And they will also send you the science, the white paper behind the product, and it will work for you. They're so convinced that they're giving you a one-month trial so you can test drive it, because they know if it works for you, you're going to buy it. And that's the way to do business, in my humble opinion. So don't miss this opportunity. And if you have friends who suffer from joint pain, send them to the website. Let them get a trial sample for themselves. Okay, so right now there's a whole big debate going on. So this morning I posted on Facebook, here's a money-saving tip. I'm going to summarize. Stop buying alkaline water or systems that alkalize water and just add a mineral blend to your water, because that will raise the pH and make it more alkaline. And all of the people from Kangen Water have come out of the woodwork to tell me that, you know, I'm wrong and Kangen Water this and blah, 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 blah. So I want to apply a little critical thinking to any of you out there who buy products because they're supposed to be alkaline water in nature. You could, if you insist on alkalizing your water, you can do it with sodium bicarbonate, with potassium, with magnesium, with calcium, with sodium, or an entire mineral blend. There's plenty of mineral blends out there with all those and more, trace minerals like iodide and all this other stuff. You could just put a few drops in a bottle and drink it. You basically pH balance your water like cheap, cheap, cheap. But alkaline water doesn't do anything. And let me tell you why. If you can add sodium bicarbonate to water and get it to a neutral pH of 7.0. What happens when you add hydrochloric acid to water? Tommaso, I'm asking you, so if I add hydrochloric acid to water, will that change mm-hmm. the pH of it? Will that change the pH?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, right? If I take hydrochloric acid and put it in water, it's going to lower the pH down close to... Hydrochloric acid has a pH of 1. Very, very acidic. So if I can add potassium and sodium and magnesium to water, or run it through a system that supposedly alkalizes water. Keep in mind that alkalinity is not set in stone, no pun intended. Alkalinity is dynamic. So if I can add things to water to make it alkaline,
or alkalized. And then now they're splitting hair about the difference in words. Actually, the definitions are exactly the same for alkalized and alkaline. But now I'm being told, oh, well, you don't want alkaline, you want alkalized. They're very different. And this is what happens when people are driven to sell a product. They want to ignore the truth because they want to sell a product. And if you're stupid enough to believe them, then you deserve to be parted with your money. But let me explain something to you. If you have water that you've done whatever, waved the magic wand over, added minerals to, run it through a $1,000 machine, whatever it is, to get it to a 7.0 pH, and if you dropped a couple drops of hydrochloric acid in it, that would lower it from 7.0 to somewhere between 7.0 and 1. So what do you think happens to your expensive alkaline water when you pour it down your throat and it's introduced to the caustic 1.0 pH of your stomach and all the hydrochloric acid in your stomach? You think it stays 7.0? Because if you do, you're just dumb. It can't. Once that acid is introduced to the water, that water is not going to be alkalized anymore. It's going to become acidic. So all the money you're spending on alkalizing your water is wasted. Send it to me, 2908 Brownsboro Road, Suite 103, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206, Super Human Radio Network. Send me that money because you need to be parted with it, but let's put some good to it. We'll use it to promote the show. This whole alkaline water thing is dumb. And it's not that I believe that acidity and alkalinity in the body play a role in disease states. And I want to be clear about that. I'm going to expand on that in a second. But what I am saying is alkaline water doesn't stay alkaline once it hits your stomach. So stop the nonsense. Stop being a fool. And stop promoting products that just take money from people. Jesus. I just can't take it anymore. You know, critical thinking is not a blessing. It's a curse because I feel like I need to start blocking people on Facebook because of their stupidity or this dishonesty, one or the other. Okay. Now, you comment. Am I put me in my place. You're my friend. Put me in my place.
No, I agree. I think that right now I'm actually looking at my mentor's blog while you're talking. I totally went off tangent and I looked up from All Marketers Are Liars and Seth Godin, the $1 billion water story. And remember, everything that we sell, it's a story. And remember that there's marketing and a story behind things. So all I'm going to say is, without looking at a lot of the empirical data, that the placebo effect is real. And a lot of people in the supplement and the sports performance side especially don't like to hear that. But if I believe something is doing something, is delivering a desired effect, there's a certain element of manufacturing a result. I'll just say that, okay? We have a very powerful mind, and our cognitive processes can actually manifest a lot of things that we believe is true. And I think that marketers create stories to cause a point of, of differentiation from the existing market. Like most of these bottled waters, I remember in the early stages, one of the comments was, you're paying $2 for the bottle, the water's free. Like, that's it. Like, think of the genius that went into the water. I mean, look, cycle all the way back to bottled water as a whole. And who would ever thought 30 years ago that you would be able to get people to pay a premium for something they get for free in a bottle?
That's what it's all about.
You pay more than you're paying for gasoline. This bottled water, in general, costs more than gasoline. Yet we gripe about gasoline prices, and we part with our dollars for any bottled water with no true verification on anything. So I go deeper with the whole bottled water thing.
And so here's the interesting thing about this. So the two people that are coming out and telling me I'm wrong, both are Kangen water reps, right? They want to sell Kangen water products, right? And so one of them is telling me that the definition of alkaline and the definition of alkalized are different, and they're not. They're exactly the same thing to change the pH, and alkalized is just past tense. Both of them have the alkali, but anyway, they both have the word alkali in them. They both mean the same thing, to add something and change the pH to a higher pH, a more base less acidic. That's what they both mean. So telling me that, oh, well, alkaline and alkalized are different, that's just nonsense. Please don't insult me. I have a dictionary. I can look it up. Perhaps you need to look it up before you tell people that. But more importantly,
another question comes down to the individuals consuming this beverage. And I'm just going to play devil's advocate. You know, they're putting it into an acidic environment in the human body,
yeah,
in the gastrointestinal tract.
Yeah.
And one further are they adhering to the same type of alkaline requirements with the rest of their diet and lifestyle?
Well, and this is my point. So this idea that you can drink alkaline water or alkalized water, let's split hairs, I'll call it alkalized to make you happy. And you think that in and of itself is going to change the pH of your blood. You're wrong, because pH is so narrowly controlled by the body and serum, because the body will take calcium from bones, magnesium from bones, and it will buffer your serum. So your pH in your blood changes maybe like a tenth of a percent throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And you could drink battery acid and that's not going to change. But here's where pH does matter, okay? As I just said, if you eat a highly acidic diet, your body is constantly robbing from your bones to help buffer the pH of your serum. So really, if you really want to alkalize your body, make sure you're getting adequate amounts of minerals, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus. Bicarbonate is naturally occurring. It comes in potassium bonded. It comes in sodium bonded. Make sure you're getting a lot of minerals in your diet, because that is what's going to help you not leach valuable minerals from your bone. But your pH of what you eat, the incident pH, like right now, I'm drinking alkalized water. Oh, I'm alkalizing my body. You're a fool if you believe that, because the acidity in your stomach just changed the pH the second the water hit it, and it's not 7.0 anymore. So stop wasting your money on that crap. I mean, I I'm really angry right now. You know why I'm angry? Because people go out and promote this pseudoscience, and a lot of people believe it. I mean, look, you can go to the grocery store now and buy alkaline water in a bottle, right? And it's got a little sodium bicarbonate in it. Really? Really?
Well, you know, Carl, I think the reason is because you are a gatekeeper, and because so many people turn to you, that you have a responsibility that's beyond the average consumer. And follow me here. I think it's because you see, like I do, that, you know, the responsibility falls on us. The responsibility falls on the brands, and shame on them, because they know better. Because, yeah, they could fall back on that crutch as to what the pH and the product is and how the person should be doing, but the person isn't. And the end consumer, on average, is looking for a magic bullet. We all know that. We know that they don't adhere to more work, which is a very simple, because simplicity always wins. Okay, so we know how it reflects upon all of us in this space when one is called out for being a charlatan, and that's where I think you get so impassioned. That's where I believe you get so impassioned about this, is because, you know, look, does their product have a particular pH? Okay. But in its application, there is so much area for all of us to look bad because of what they're saying and the claims they're making, that I think that's where my problem comes in, and I imagine that's where yours does too. So,
you know, if my real problem with this is that people create whole businesses on unfounded pseudosciences. And there's a large portion of the majority of the population out there today that really doesn't apply any critical thinking to anything that they do. They hear something, oh, that's what I'm going to do. And when a large mass of the population starts to do stupid stuff, it just ensures that an even larger mass will start to do it because of the Me Too factor. And so, when I see this kind of stuff, I'm always quiet about it. I never say, you know, I don't jump on people when they're posting about this water and that water. But because I was watching this morning, there's a company on Facebook that's marketing a new water bottle that will alkalize your water, and it's a stainless steel bottle. It's really expensive. And then they talk about the cartridge has these beads in it of minerals. And all you do is you fill it up, and then you put this in there, and a couple minutes later, the water's alkalized, and you drink it. And I'm thinking, well, you know, You can do the same thing with a gallon jug of water and some mineral powder that you in, that you drop in there and shake up and pay a dollar for that. And as opposed to buying some stainless steel water bottle that I'm sure is quite expensive, and that water bottle is built on a lie that because your water is a 7.0 pH that it's going to do something to your body, because once you drink it, it's no longer 7.0 pH. And if people really thought about it, they'd get it. They'd go, oh. And then what happens is these bunk products wouldn't sell. They'd go away. The population would not be parted from their money for stuff that doesn't do anything. And just everything gets better when lies don't promote the transference of money. But the problem is nobody is saying anything. They're looking at these ads and they're just going, oh, you know, oh, I think I'll get that or I won't get it. But nobody's going, wait a minute. Does that make sense that I can take water that's 7.0 and drink it? Now, I was promoting mineral water. I said, so in other words, you're telling me that this Kangen water is better than mineral water. We evolved for millions of years drinking out of springs, drinking mineral water, right? We've evolved millions. So she's asking me, well, do you have any science that shows that mineral water is better? Do I really need a study to tell you that we evolved millions of years to drinking mineral water, that it's good for us? I need a study to tell you that? I'm done. If you need a study, well, I'm done. You have no critical thinking left.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? At the end of it all, I think this is gonna start leading into a future conversation. I'd like to do something in the future with the audience, which is I'd like to do some kind of challenge that's geared around simplicity. Because, look, backward engineer everything you can to its origin, you know, like mineral water is you're not being, it's actually ludicrous to even ask that comment, to ask that question rather of you. It's like, you know, there's a couple places where I see these things going on, and most of the time it's because we are a consumer market and we have people out there just blindly and unempathetically trying to just jam products into holes and create holes and create like a niche and this within a position. And I mean, ketogenics the whole ketogenic lifestyle is I don't even want to crack the surface of that right now.
Well, unfortunately, the ketogenic lifestyle is fast becoming as zealot-like as the vegan lifestyle, which is dirtying it and muddying it, because the ketogenic lifestyle has great therapeutic values, but you must cycle it. You can't do it from an evolutionary. Well, let's take a break. I want to now you opened up a can of worms, right? So now let's talk about it.
Yes,
let's take a break and let's come back and talk about keto for a second. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia media? These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass, vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.net.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo, 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 yo. So, Age Force, the company that has the most vast assortment of transdermal delivery patches, has a really great patch that everybody could use. It's DHEA plus pregnenolone. We've been talking about it on the show. And Steve over at Age Force is offering my audience a sick offer. Buy one, get three free. Are you ready for this? Plus free shipping. Buy one, get three free, plus free shipping. It doesn't get any better than that to get you to try the DHEA plus pregnenolone patch. Go to superhumanradio.net. Click the H-Force banner ad today. Show them some love. Okay. Whoop, sorry about that. So we're talking with Tommaso Mastrocola, and he just opened up a can of worms, and that is the keto diet, right? And I love the keto diet. I use the keto diet. I was first introduced to the keto diet 13 years ago. He was the first show I did. It was Dr. Mauro DiPasquale who had taught people about keto and performance almost 30 years ago. He called it the anabolic diet. He didn't call it the keto diet. But it was high fat, moderate protein to high fat, high protein, 5 days a week, and then 2 days of a carb refeed on the weekends so you could be sociable, but also so you could keep your thyroid functioning properly, you could keep losing weight, you could keep getting stronger. He called it the biphasic ancestral diet because this is how we most likely ate as hunter-gatherers. We didn't have food available, all foods available to us throughout different seasons. Tommaso was talking about seasonality affecting supplements. Seasonality affected availability of food before refrigerators and modern agriculture. So when you see people who are on the keto diet indefinitely, I'm talking they eat strict keto day in and day out for years, they don't lose weight anymore. In fact, they don't look good. They don't look healthy. They stay fat. Their thyroid starts to shut down. They start losing hair. The biggest sign is you see the end of the eyebrows. The edges of the eyebrows start to disappear. This is a sign of a thyroid malfunction. But the people who do well on keto, they're the ones who do keto 5 days, 4 days a week, even 3 days a week. And then they enjoy themselves and they enjoy some carbohydrates, not stupid carbs, right? They're not eating candy bars and sugar, but you know, they're going to have a potato. They're going to have, some starchy carb, for this day or that day. And then they go back into ketosis again quickly. And the beauty is the more often you do this, the more metabolically flexible you come, the faster you go and start producing ketones again. And you can cycle in and out of ketosis. This is the way it's supposed to be from an evolutionary perspective. If you were in ketosis every day of your life, your body is saying, wow, you're effed up, man. You can't even find food. We're starving, so we're going to shut down testosterone because you can't even feed yourself. You can't raise a baby. We're going to shut down the thyroid because we need to bring your resting energy rate down because you're starving. You can't find food. You're like, you're about to die. That's the signal you're sending to your body when you're in ketosis all the time. Now, the one deviation from that is if you're using keto salts. That's a game changer because you can be eating carbs and use keto salts and still benefit from the presence of ketones as messengers, but you're not going to necessarily lose weight using ketone salts unless you are actually spending time in ketosis or at least in a calorie deficit. But being in ketosis all the time ain't good, folks. Not good. Mm-hmm. Not good. Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah. It's funny to say that. And there's a little word that really has to do with all of this, whether it be, you know, hormone manipulation, whether it be, you know, dietary and fuel substrate manipulation. It's homeostasis. And that's what most people don't understand, is that your body is always going to achieve an equilibrium. Now, the best, a friend of ours from back in California, you know who I mean, actually laid it out the best, because, you know, I've done very well and I've competed on a cyclic ketogenic diet, which is what the anabolic diet and the body opus, which was Dan Duchesne, the late Dan Duchesne, whose diet I followed. The problem when you get these, and again, like you said, it's becoming like, you know, so hardlined, like I'm vegan, I'm keto. Here's the funny part. I am a vegan, keto, carnivore. You know why? Because there's a place for everything.
Yes.
You know what your body is?
Yes.
Your body, running at its best, your body's a goddamn hybrid, okay? Meaning that it runs off glucose and ketones. And another little thing that is more beneficial than both diets that I found in my own practice is regular fasting, okay, and deviating that fasting period from a 23-1 to a 2-day, a 3-day, a 4-day, and just randomly changing it up. I think every week should have some component of fasting involved. I think that you need carbohydrate in your diet. I mean, if you want to train heavy and you want to perform, unless you have some condition that prevents the utilization of glucose, then you need to have glucose and glycogen in your body, in your liver, in your muscle. You know, you look at kids that are plagued with seizure disorders, there's a case where there is a problem, and burning a steady but slower burning fuel substrate, like burning ketones as opposed to glucose, can totally, in many cases, remove seizures from the afflicted's, you know, life, which is enormous and amazing. But, you know, even when you're looking at inflammation, something that I was told by one of our friends on the science side was that it's always what you're looking at. So when you put people on these restricted, these ketogenic diets, you're looking for inflammation markers, you know, X, Y, and Z. And they all show dramatic and dynamic, you know, reduction. The problem is you're not looking at other things like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not looking at pancreas issues. You're not looking at those. But here's the deal. That inflammation decrease on one side is going to correlate with an increase someplace else in many instances. And that's what, you know, it all comes down to simplicity, again, the word, and balance. And there's a time and place for everything. Like our friends that are in a war with you over alkalinity, well, we all know that, you know, probably the best way to achieve alkalinity is what? It's through diet. It's through
eat more fats, eat more green vegetables. I mean, eat and get a high, you know, get a high, so people say, well, you know, you eat a lot of meat, that's amino acids. Yeah, but beef has magnesium, it has potassium, it has bicarbonates in it, it has phosphorus, it's got vitamin C in it. It even has fiber, we're starting to understand, right? Just because the USDA didn't check to see if there's fiber in meat doesn't mean it's not there. And so, if you eat a well-balanced diet, you could be eating 300 grams of protein a day. As long as you're getting, potatoes and or if you're keto at this point in time, high-quality fats, if you're getting lots of vegetables, green leafy vegetables and peppers and mushrooms, if you're eating a broad diet, you're not excluding anything. You will not need to worry about keeping your body alkaline. It will work on its own. I mean, this is just silly. No one really understands the value of an alkaline or acidic diet at this point in time. And as Adam Wasden just pointed out in the thread, some tissue prefers to be acidic in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think that the body is this monolithic thing of tissue, that everything that's good for the top of your head is good for the bottom of your feet. Your body is like your lawn. Have you ever seen your lawn? It's green and lush, and right in the middle, there's this big yellow spot of dead grass. You can't figure out what it is, right? Because you don't see below what's going on under the ground, under that piece of grass. You don't understand that there's something there that maybe is changing the possibility of that grass growing strong. So our body is just like that lawn. There's stuff going on in our body in different areas that isn't necessarily complementary to other areas of the body. So this idea that, oh, you've got to be alkaline all the time, that's just stupid. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. I mean, it's
just... The only thing I've ever heard about the water side of things, the only thing I've ever heard from you know...
Reliable sources. Yeah.
Yeah, is the whole deuterium depleted water.
Yes.
Concept.
And there is something to that. Yes.
Yes. And that's, but nobody's doing that. And you know what? That's not what we're arguing about. And that's for another time. But the correlation between deuterium in foods and in the water supply and the correlation between that and,
but the only question I raise, and this is for another time, is deuterium and the hydrogen bonds that make deuterium versus regular water. The things that deuterate water are in flux. They're affected by voltage. By voltage transient voltages. Like the way they make deuterium depleted water is to electrify the water.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The way they make heavy water is to electrify the water. Well, that same electrification in the opposite way will unbond it. So there's things going on in our body we don't understand. If the deuterium, if you can do things with your body that actually your body will start to break down the bonds before the mitochondria has to gobble it up, because that's where the problem is. The problem with deuterium is it puts a great stress on the mitochondria. The mitochondria cannot use it, so it puts the stress on the mitochondria, and a lot of people are going, look, mitochondria is where cancer starts. Anything that messes up the mitochondria may be playing a role in cancer. So that's a very, very valid scientific idea that people need to pursue and look into. But whether or not your body is constantly making and breaking bonds that create and break down deuterium is something else that needs to be looked at. So, and we've had that discussion in California with Ron Penna. I mean, I had that discussion with him.
Yeah.
We actually found evidence that deuterium may be something that's in flux in the body. So anyway, this has been a great discussion. We covered a lot of ground. Don't forget, if you want to see and feel changes in joint pain, you can use Flexicule for 1 month for free. You don't even have to pay shipping or postage. Go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the Flexicule banner ads. Put your information in. They will mail you a 1 month supply. You will also get all the science on the randomized controlled trials that were done on the supplement, not the ingredients, on the supplement itself. And if it works for you, they know that you're going to buy more. And if it doesn't work for you, you didn't lose $60 trying it. Does it get any better than that, Tommaso?
No, and, you know, we want to hear from you. So at the end of the day, This audience was chosen. This is the audience that we are actually putting this campaign together for, and we want to do things in the future with our other launches. So please, we look forward to hearing from you on our Alchem Life USA Facebook, Alchem Life USA Instagram. Look in Carl's show notes, and feel free to direct message me, myself, Tommaso Mastrocola. That's what we're here for. Ultimately, we're here to provide solutions, and we're not here to sell and run. We're here to actually, we're showing up, and we're here for the long haul.
There you go. All right, listen, that's it for today. We have great shows planned the rest of the week. Hope you can make it. If you can't make it live, there's always the podcast. Check us out then. Take it easy, Tommaso.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening today.